Online Podcast 317. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online Podcast. I am back. I've taken like almost 2 weeks off since last week I posted a pre-recorded show. Or not last week, 2 weeks ago. And then last week I took a break for my birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, I am 33 official and I feel fabulous. But anyway, talking about birthday, somebody's birthday is coming up also from Swan Lake. Swan Lake. Yes. Steve's birthday is coming up this Thursday. And so, talking about birthdays, there's several podcasters' birthdays coming up, and one of them is...
Yeah.
Who, Dag? Hello? Whose birthday is coming up, too? Hello, who's this?
Oh, you want me on now, huh?
I do want you on.
Hold on, I gotta turn on the Dag. Hello, Chili Dilly, how can I help you? Dag speaking.
Well, would you like to say happy birthday to our dear Steve Harris?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Happy birthday, Steve Harris. Not Jonathan Harris from...
Look at you, this reverb.
Steve Harris, will you marry me?
I think he will.
I'll turn Asian just for you.
I don't think you need to.
I don't know. I've already talked to him about this whole business of, you know.
What, you've got to have chinky eyes?
Yes. And darker skin and a much smaller penile.
Oh, that.
bad. No, it's not true, though. It's not true about Asian men. No.
That is so true.
It is.
Speaking from experience. Anyway.
Me too.
So, hello, welcome, Dag, on the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be on one of my favorite podcasts and one of the ones that I'm going to get rid of this German accent really quickly. especially a really bad German accent. But one of the podcasts from
what?
I don't know, from back in
from
the
German?
Day.
From Germany?
No, your show.
One of the oldest ones.
Yes.
I'm one of the
still
oldest.
Around.
Yes, I'm one of the oldest shows and also one of the lowest. I have probably the least amount of listeners as well. And I'm kind of proud to say that, though, because I keep going. I have two shows, so the other show kind of balances out this one, you know.
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, we podcast, at least I podcast for myself, or videocast for myself,
right.
And that if someone else watches it, other than friends, because that makes me really nervous.
That's true. You know what? When Bruce listens to I don't really let him listen to the show, but when sometimes the thought of him listening to it kind of make me uncomfortable. Like when I'm doing a recording and he'll be outside, and I kind of want to just like tune out, don't listen, because it makes me uncomfortable for some reason.
Absolutely.
But my mom listens to this though.
Oh, really?
She does.
My mom would be like, oh my god, we need to send him back to the shrink. I have no problem exposing myself to the world and like playing with the I'm a character and kind of building upon the sketch kind of comedy, which I'm actually just trying to do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when I find out someone at work has seen my stuff, I get I get really, really like, oh shit, and embarrassed.
Do you get moist?
Yeah, a bit drippy.
Aren't you? Okay, so talking about drippy, I'm going to play the voicemail that you left me from 10,000 years ago, like when I was still 32.
Oh, sweet mother of Mary!
So I'm going to play that now, and you will listen. You'll get to listen to it also, and at the end, I would like to have you talk to me about, or me and everyone else, me and 500 other people.
You've got 500, I've got 24. And I'm happy, all 24. I love you.
Well, I've also been doing this for 2 years. Well, there's a lot of overlapping. You know, people from Penang can come over and check out this whore sometimes. So I'm going to play your voicemail and listen to it, and then I want to ask you about it. Listen to this.
Hey, John. This is Dag. This is Dag, or also known as Ima, from the Tilly Tilly Presents. And I thought I'd leave you a little something that you could maybe add to your show, because it's something... someone's trying to call. I thought I just got cut off. Anywho, here it is. Oh, tasty. Yum! Just for you, honey. Kisses.
There's a little something for you.
Okay, so that was the message that Ima left me.
A chunk of pizza came up on that one.
Ew, is it, did it really?
Yeah.
Like, burp, and chew, chew, chew.
Disgusting.
So anyway, tell me, I think when you, after you left the message, I think we were on iChat, so you were telling me that somebody walked in on you when you were leaving that message.
Oh,
do you remember?
I don't know who.
It was your boss.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I used to, like, I work in Dearborn now. We used to work downtown Detroit, and same company, but we need to be closer to Ford, and because they need our help. But, yeah, I work in a open kind of cubicle area, and so I probably had a break, and I picked up the phone and just dialed, and then there's my boss standing there watching me belch into the phone. So, which is nothing new to anyone, because I'm very outspoken at work and quite goofy as well.
So, okay, now that we've gotten that part out, and I want to say thank you. This is kind of like housekeeping. I want to say thank you to Chef Mark for the voicemail. I will play it next week, because since we have a special guest. I'm sorry about the humming, though. Oh, can you hear the hum? It's coming from my iMac, and it's kind of annoying me now.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind hum.
Let me see if I can isolate that a bit.
How about you give me Hummer?
Okay.
I love the Hummer.
Hum who? I don't even know her. Anyway, so ignore that hum in the background. My iMac G5 is really loud. But, right, I want to say thank you to Chef Mark for the... For the voice comment, and as well as Hadi from Australia. I will play the messages on my next podcast, hopefully. And also, Chef Mark also left me another comment about Raymond Kwok, which is the Peranakan gem that I found in Penang. And also, Felicia, I want to say hi to Felicia. I got your email. I will respond to that in the next few shows. And let's see. Yes, and also Peter Maverick. Do you know Peter? Radio Peter. RadioPeter.com. Emailed me a comment about one of my episodes. I think it's 215. Loving the Elephant is the show. But anyway, I'll deal with that in a moment. Maybe
I'd
next
like
few shows. Yes, go ahead.
Chef Mark, is that his name, right?
Yes.
Cook me something.
Oh, what did he cook you?
I'm hungry. No, cook me something. I just asked.
Oh, you're just asking. He already promised to cook a meal for me.
Oh, cool.
Because I wrote him the theme song, you know.
Oh, you did. And did you, I have to ask, did you write and produce the Wanda Wisdom theme song?
I did now. The music.
No way, shut up.
I did.
That is the most, I mean, I have, by the way, you know, Wanda and Madge I'm stuttering because I just all of a sudden got nervous. Hold
you
it.
Got moist.
But the, you know, that theme song rings, it's got the best... what do you call it? It's in music when you have that hook, right?
Yes,
and
the hook.
I mean, I sing it at work, and is that you singing it? Who sings it?
It's me singing, too.
No, oh, fuck me. It's brilliant.
When?
It's so well done. It's so well done, and, you know, people at work all know, like, Madge and Wanda. Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
because they're always, I'm always use the pop-up windows, you know, and I'm playing the podcast, and sometimes I leave my desk and it still is playing, and I'll grab my headphones and start hearing this stuff. But
yeah. Oh my gosh, did I lose you? Are you still there? Hello? Whoops. Oh, I lost Dag. He was so excited. Okay, where? Okay, I'm going to call him back. Calling him back. So let me see. Yeah. Let's see if we can get him back. Okay, here you go. Sorry. I don't know what happened, but it just got...
It's like I bored everyone already.
So thank you, bye.
Yeah.
No, you were saying you were listening to...
How long have they been podcasting, like the Feast of Fools? And because it was really the Feast of Fools.
We started about the same time. Like I started in November of 2004.
Yeah.
Okay. The beginning of November is when I started my first podcast, and then they sort of followed fairly quickly. I think maybe, you know, at the end of 2004, beginning of 2005. I'm not sure, but we're you know the same bunch who started the show quite earlier on. So
yeah,
so yeah, okay, so
it was not too long ago. I mean, think about it, it's not that long ago.
It is not, but in podcast time, it's, you know, it's felt almost like it's ancient, you know.
Yeah, because 6 months is about, if you can make it through 6 months, then you can make it through a year. That means you're usually going to hang out for the long haul.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play Wanda's theme song. I don't know if you've heard. You've been listening to it. Okay.
You did that.
I did that. Now, so I wrote her that song. Gosh, it's not, this is about, supposed to be about you. I'm talking about me. But anyway,
I know.
I'm going to quickly talk about, okay, Wanda Wisdom theme song. Maybe I won't play it. But Wanda Wisdom theme song, I wrote did all the what do you call that? Programmed the whole song, whatever you call that thing, composed, and I did the whole music and everything, but it's kind of sucked. And so the musician sort of picked it up and rearranged the song with me, with my vocals. So I'm going to play the original for you and see if you can recognize this. This is a long time ago.
There's a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. It's Wanda Wisdom, Wanda Wisdom. She's the biggest lucky bitch. I know a drag queen named Wanda. She's got a popular radio show. It's Lucky Bitch with Wanda Wisdom. It's Lucky Bitch Radio.
So that was the original. So you can see that the composition is slightly different. The arrangement
that's
is different.
Where things, I'm a musician too, and that's where things start out. I mean, it's a sketch, right? And you keep building and building it, and then it gets, you know, you get musicians, and you start. It's the
right. I let them do their job.
Yeah.
I'm a singer, so that's my base. You know, vocal performance is my stronghold. Not quite
no idea.
Composition.
I had no idea.
Yes.
But it was the podcasters like you got, you and, you know, the ones that are, you know, Wanda and Madge. And really, Fausto's the one that kind of told me to do a podcast. But I've been always doing blogs and stuff and some wacky things on the internet since like 6 or 7 years ago, actually when I came out. So it was an easy transition to say, okay, this is another, you know, now... The MP3s are being grabbed up by iTunes.
You have a platform now.
Yeah.
Not just your shoes.
Oh, those suckers are hard to walk in. I mean, I give all drag queens just the thumbs up that can walk in these things and look good while they're walking, you know? I mean, it's really not an easy thing to do is to walk around and be 5 inches, 6 inches taller.
So now, do you listen to Chef Mark's show?
He sounds very familiar because I think through the comment sections on different sites, I see his name come up, but I took like a 4.5 month break from podcasting because I started a year and a half ago with the DAG show, and that was just, I don't know what it was. I was just doing it again for me.
Yes.
It was fun. It was a way to do an audio blog or fun little things, and then that ended up turning into the Chili Dilly, which actually was something I thought of doing 2 years ago before podcasting when I was living in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm. No, and, so yeah, tell
Chef Mark. Yeah, I don't know him, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, he is a personal chef in New York, and you know, so when you go to New York, make sure you call Chef Mark, and he may cook for you. Well, you can hire him to cook for you.
I would love to, and I'm a little envious that they're doing. I can't make the therapy event at the bar.
Oh, me too.
It's Easter, so
I cannot go.
I know. I mean, we got all of the ones that I mentioned earlier, plus a whole bunch of new ones. I mean, Mikey Pod on the Bayou.
Oh, yes.
Another one I've been listening to on and off for, you know, since the beginning of time.
Right, and, right.
Hold up, more pizza coming up.
I am glad I'm not the only one then here.
Shit. I think I started myself too.
Oh, gosh. Wind coming out from both ends.
I know.
Perfect.
Well, that's what happens when you're an Irish-Italian. I don't know what that meant at all.
So, okay, I will have... Well, people, I'm sure you've been around, you know, from emerging from DAG to... What's it called? What, Dag-O-Matic or something?
Yeah, Dag-O-Matic. I could tell you a quick little story about
that.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, my given name is Darren. It's Darren. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, Darren Stevens. From Bewitched, and I was playing. I was like 17 years old. I played drums and keyboards, and I was in a band in Michigan, and playing amongst 37-year-old, and they were like 40-something. So I was like the kid of the band, and they used to tease me, and I didn't do drugs or smoke or drink or do anything. And as just a joke, they would call me Durwood, and you know, from the TV show Bewitched, and I hated that. I thought that's such a put down. You know, if you're gonna call me anything, call me Dagwood, because at least it's a sandwich and you can eat me. You know, so
that's how the name came about.
That's how the first part of it. And then I moved to Germany for a year. This is back in 1989. I was doing sound engineering for a like a variety show in a German amusement park. I was a carny for 1 year. It was the most amazing, life-changing job. You know, those
is it really?
Odd job that you just like, what am I doing here with a Michael Jackson impersonator, a Marilyn Monroe impersonator, drag queens, and song and dance? And I'm doing
that sounds like a podcast.
I know. With, you know, in Germany, in a small amusement park, in a small city called Dorsten. And that's kind of, I used to take trips to Amsterdam. And back in 89 is when I started introducing my friends or people I'd meet as Dag, because I found out that was actually a guy and a girl's name. Dagen or Dagmar would be a girl, and Dagen would be a guy. And then I was in Amsterdam, and the soup of the day was soup en son Dag or something like that. I'm like, this is too weird. So Dag actually started in 89 as a nickname.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a very sad but true story.
Very interesting. So did you talk about that in Dag-O-Matic at all?
No, you know, the Dag show was such a just a random thing. I started doing like at the very end, I think on the chilidilly.com, I do Dag or Rewind Dag, which is the bits that are left over from the Dag show that I liked that inspired me, like maybe I should do something more musical, more entertaining, or more funny, because those are the podcasts and shows I like. I like to be you know, entertained and informed. One or the other. So if it's like you know, on your show, sometimes it's like entertaining, and then sometimes it's informative, and all my favorite podcasts are like that. I go back and forth. You know, it's like I'm in Singapore, or I'm, you know, so I kind of, you'll see on the Chilly Dilly bits and pieces. I think it started off with I think one night I was boozed up a bit. And
I think I remember that.
I picked up a wig, and I put on an apron, which had the torso
right.
of David. Michelangelo's David, which fit perfectly on my body. And I was like, wow, the cock's in the right spot. Let's beat that. It's in the right spot. My, you know, my pecs are there. You know, I'm like, wow, this is hot. And I'm not much of a boozer. I'm one of the few Italian Irish men that can't handle his booze or you know, is a cheap date. I don't like getting drunk. I mean, I've been drunk before, but there's like, I don't like to be too far out of control. It's dangerous. So that was one of the moments that I filmed, and I had like two gin and tonics or something.
So I remember that. I even remember there was this, well, I don't want to say controversy, but there were talks about, oh, that, yeah, I thought, was it on Match or some show talking about you with your schlong or something? Do you remember that? Yeah, I guess I vaguely remember.
Maybe, I think I have no problem getting in my underwear and you know, I don't, and I guess there's some pictures on my Flickr account that there is one in particular, which is not me, but it was called like, is this Wang Chung or something like that? Or is this Das Wang Chung? And it's the most popular and bookmarked and favorited picture. And it's this really lovely, uncircumcised, delicious, big dick. And then I've had other ones with I think I ended up deleting that one because I remember Reagan saying, "Hurry up, quickly, show it before he deletes it." It was someone's ass, and
they thought it was yours.
And there was, you know, just yeah, and the word I typed in the word "poot," you know, it's like a French for fart. No, I don't know, but
it is in Hokkien. It's called "poot" also.
Oh, I love it. Because my grandma used to say, "I just pooted." And I'm like, "What the hell?" You know? So I posted that, and that kind of got some, like, things going on the Yeasty Radio. But I've never, shown, like I said, I'll get in my underwear, no problem, but I'm not going to whip out the Angry Inch.
Whip out the schlong. So,
the burning bush is for only the fine few.
So tell us a little bit about your connection with Asians, since it is kind of like an Asian show.
It is. Well, yeah, absolutely. I think, personally, in a previous life, I was Asian.
Oh, do you remember your name?
I probably was a girl, and I think my name could have been like Miyoko.
Oh, so you're Japanese.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
were you a geisha?
I don't know because, I'm an art director and designer, and uh-huh. I've always been influenced by the Asian
Me
art
too.
I'm serious. It's just crazy, and that's been when I went back to school. When I was 26, I went to school after I came back from Germany and went. I was so focused. I'm like, yes, I want to get into design, and I want to do album covers for bands.
How that, interesting.
Or paint velvet Elvises for a living. But and then from that point on, I found this design group in Sheffield. No, it was in Sheffield, the UK. They're called the Designer Republic. And Ian Anderson, some of his design work was very, Asian packaging, toy packaging, and Ultraman, and, Hello Kitty, or just these cool little icons.
Mm-hmm.
And that really opened me up. And then I moved to San Francisco and just lived. Like, I would go down to Clement Street into this little shop called Tokyo Ya.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little like convenient market, so they'd have milks and ramen and food and cereals and stuff. And I'd go there once every month, and I'd go there with $50, and I would come out with $50 worth of nonsense. Like I would have Ultraman cereal, I would have every little like fun little toy with candy, and the Coke bottles and the different things, and I'd just study them. And then, the Buddhas and all these things I started collecting. And I'll tell you one thing, the most beautiful written language or words are, from the Philippines, from Japan, and from, China. I mean, and just they go on. It's the most beautiful things.
And I take credit for that.
Absolutely. I have a couple tattoos on me. They're
oh yes, I saw it. I saw it. Tell us, it's on your right arm. On your right.
Yeah, I have one on my right arm. That one says intuition, and because and then underneath it is my own typography, which is kind of my own version. People go, "What is that?" I don't know. I can't read. It says electronic. So on top is the Chinese calligraphy for the word intuition, and then underneath it says electronic, because I'm just very intuitive. It's almost like it runs through my body. It sounds really corny, like electricity.
Oh. cool. So, okay, I want to dig a little bit more. So you started off as a musician and then a technician and then into design. That's very cool. So when did you feel or when did you start doing design?
I started doing design when I started playing drums because I would always design the logo or I'd name the band and then come up with the cassette. Back then there was no CD, so we had cassette demos or vinyl, you know, 45s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'd always design the name or the, you know, the logo.
Oh, sorry, that was my email.
That's so cool. That's almost like the Bewitched theme or something.
It's Jetsons.
Or Jetsons. There you go. Same time.
That was my email, yes. So you started off did you have any formal training background?
When I was back then, I didn't. I went to.
Whoopsie. Did we lose you again? Hello? I think we lost Dag again. But it's okay. The Dag will come back and we'll call him back again. There you go. And I'm going to click him. Call him back again. Tiddy-da, tiddy-da. That's very interesting to hear all these bits and pieces from Dag. Welcome back. Yeah. You were boring us.
I know. They're like, news. Who cares about your design? You bastard. Get off the internet. We have enough.
Okay, yeah, continue. So you were saying that...
back then I didn't have any, but when I came back from Amsterdam and I ended up collecting flyers from all the different museums and different, you know, gay bars. I was still in the closet, so not gay bars. but I did go to plenty of them in closeted form. But
what is the closeted form?
I came out at 35.
Okay.
Yeah, this is weird because I just found out Madge turned 40. I'm like, holy fuck, am I the oldest?
58.
No, she is not.
Richard turned 40.
I'm sorry. I get him wrong.
Don't let Madge hear that.
Yeah, we'll delete that. I don't care. You know, they're both great characters. People. One's a character, one's a person.
So, yes, Richard turned 40.
I am now the oldest gay podcaster on the internet. So.
No, you're not. I know somebody older than you.
I turned 42 on April 13th.
You look fabulous.
Thanks.
Wait till
44, things start dropping immediately.
No, this is what I hear for Asian men. It's 40. So let's hope in 7 years I just won't go downhill in high speed, like whatever, and become really old. See, I really enjoy... people do think that I'm younger than I am, maybe because I'm Asian. I don't know. Well, here as well as in Asia too, actually. So I kind of like that, being able to... make people think that you actually... Oh, did I lose you again? No. Make people think that you're actually younger. And then you feel very proud telling people that you're 42, don't you?
Well, I do. It doesn't bother me now because I'm starting to get to that point. In the gay culture, it might be a bad thing. You're like, oh, shit, you know. But I think, you know, the wrinkles are the roadmap to your life. And people need to not be like so caught up in... Especially, I guess, the gay culture. Maybe
yeah.
I'd be wrong on this whole youthful thing, and you know, it's like, oh, let's get some. You know, everybody wants to improve themselves. That's great as long as it's healthy. But I don't want to change myself.
Right.
You know.
I may.
I mean, I would love darker skin. Believe me, because the sun hates me. But I, you know, the more I, you know, like when I turned 30, that's when I graduated college. In Detroit at the College for Creative Studies is it's an art design, you know, communication school, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But I graduated when I was 30, and back then I had a problem with telling my age because most of the people I hung out with were so much younger.
Right.
And they, you know, they said, you did, you know, I would say, yeah, I lived in Germany and I did this and I was over here and I did this and I played in bands for 5 or 6 years in Detroit. And, they're like, well, how old are you? You know,
right.
And I'm like, so I, when I turned 30, it was like my friends were shocked. It's like, you were not lying before. I'm like, yeah, I just gave up trying to tell my life story every time someone asked me how old I was, you know? But so now, that was 12 years ago, so now it's like 42. I think my most concern is like, how long am I, you know, I want to do this. I'm a character. How long can I keep working on it before I get too old?
I don't know.
I mean, Coco Peru is around my age, and which I've seen her perform live in Detroit a couple years back, and met her and talked to her, and she's, she's been doing it for years and years, and
your character can grow with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know in the movie Girls Will Be Girls, on the intro, she's like, I'm 40, you know. She makes this comment about being old and miserable. But, I don't care about it now. Really, I don't.
So talking about birthday, birthday is coming up.
April 13th, Friday.
This Friday the 13th.
It's my first Friday the 13th in years. My favorite holiday is Halloween. You know, so I'm like, this is great, and I'm gonna have to do something fun.
You have to go go to chillydilly.com and send Ima or Dag a birthday wish.
We're the same. It's not a character. It's just me.
It's just depending on what time, right? On what day of the week?
Yeah, no. I don't know. It's basically fun. It's good fun.
tell me a bit about that, the Ima.
Yeah. Well, Ima, the thing started out, the idea came out like, I'd say now 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, before I moved to Santa Cruz. And kind of going back into design, I have done a lot of record companies for my brother's band who wrote my theme song.
Right.
Pretty. And I have done a lot of the album covers for 19 Wheels, and they have recently broke up. They've been together. I've been doing their stuff for 10 years, so they kind of gave up because they're all married and kids. But anyways, one album cover, Married with Kids. They're getting old, really old.
Ancient.
And so Chris, the singer, says, you know, he asked me to do another CD cover. And I said, well, you know, I want to do a performance. I want to get up on stage and do a song. I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. But can you record for me Wig in the Box? From the movie in the off-Broadway show, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Uh-huh. I put on some makeup. I turn on the 8-track. You know that song, right?
Yes.
And he's like, sure, we'll do that in exchange for album CD art, and I get a song recorded in a studio by a real band with backup vocals and no a lead vocal track.
Right. Kind of karaoke.
Very karaoke style. And so I'm in Santa Cruz, and I'm also interviewing in San Francisco because I had lived there 2 years before and moved back to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another story, and we'll save that for some other
random time.
Yeah, before I get taken off line again. But I did perform that song in San Francisco at the Mint in the Castro, which is a very famous karaoke bar.
Uh-huh.
With a girl who looked exactly like Margaret Cho, holding my hand while I nervously had the paper in my other hand, and my knees are knocking.
Clink, 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 clink.
I know. Then the only comment I got was, "You sounded great. You got it. You had the voice of the singer from the Pet Shop Boys." I'm like, thanks. I love the Pet Shop Boys. So I was like, just getting up on stage to do that, in front of. A bunch. And this is a karaoke bar, which is a famous one in the Castro. Mind you, people that sing at this karaoke bar are good.
Right.
They're good. And the girl, I can't remember her name. I have her photo somewhere on my Flickr, but she looked like Margaret Cho. And
people say that I look like Margaret. My brother says I look like Margaret Cho.
I think she's hot. So if that chick had a dick, I'd ride it. That's all I have to say. ride.
She can put a strap on or something. But yeah, I do, for some reason, I always get mistaken as being a Korean.
Well, a lot of people just can't get it straight. You know, like, they just know. I mean, and especially for me, I think the most difficult thing is when you're mixed. You know, it's like you have a little this, a little that. And
yeah,
like,
and I kind of like that. I kind of like how some that sort of, you know, it does make a point by itself. It's like, you know, we're sort of all related, and there's nothing as, I mean, culture is culture, but, you know, you everybody's interlinked and related, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm half Italian, half Irish. I got my red hair, though, from northern Italy, not my mom's Irish side. I got it from my father. And which is weird. You think redheaded Italian.
Right.
But the northern Italians are blondes and redheads, a lot of them. And if you go back in history, that's where the Vikings came from.
I see.
Now I go into the Star Trek bit, you know? It's like,
are you a Star Trek fan?
Yes. I'm not a Trekkie, but I mean I grew up with the reruns.
My boyfriend, my partner, is also a Star Trek fan, and I have to tell you this. This is what, how many years ago? Maybe four or five years ago. You know, whenever the Voyager was finale of Voyager, we had a party, and I sewed one for him and one for me, the Star Trek uniform. And, of course, I procrastinated and wait until the night before to actually start the project. So I actually stayed up until, like, 7 o'clock in the morning and then went to work and then come back and continue sewing for the party. But I haven't shown anybody yet. I may pull it out one of these days.
Yeah, pull it out.
I will pull it out. I'll whip it out.
But, you know, you should. I mean, for me, it was, I've always had a crush on, and this is kind of, I had no idea. I don't have the gaydar. You know, but Sulu was just one of my favorite. I mean, I think that was my first attraction to Asian men. No.
Asian?
Yeah, to Asian men, especially that one episode. He's got his shirt off and a sword, you know, and he's like just he's hot. And same with Bruce Lee, another like childhood Green Hornet, hottie. And so you dated my first, well, I came out at 35, my
right.
last girlfriend in
what Denver. A long turn that we went through to come to this point.
Yeah, I think the drugs are wearing off on both of us. My last girlfriend, while I was in the closet, still living in the Castro. In San Francisco, in the closet, was Filipino. And basically, if I look at all my ex-girlfriends, all basically were tomboys. They all had short hair, no tits, and t-shirt and jeans, no makeup.
Not lesbians, though.
No, they are very tomboyish girls that I would go out with. But my last girlfriend was Filipino. My first boyfriend was Filipino. In San Francisco.
Filipinos are hot. Pinoy.
I ate a Filipino fast food restaurant in Daly City called Jollibee. And I'm sure, what's the V-Jet? Or who's the guy?
What, V-Jet?
Yes, the one podcaster in the Philippines, right?
Oh, no, he's Vietnamese.
Okay.
There's an orange in a pot. Orange in a pot was from the Philippines.
Yes.
He's actually from the Philippines.
Yes.
But I want to ask you, do you remember the mischievous boys? I think it's, I've talked to them on my show before. I've talked to them for maybe two or three shows. And so there were some hotties in there. And they like to take their shirt off too.
Oh, wait, so please. This is talking about taking the shirt off.
Search for mischievous boys, and it is spelled mischievous boys, V-I-O-U-S.
Oh, cool.
So mischievous boys, and you'll be able to find them. They're on YouTube all everywhere. Joseph, the lead guy who does all the editing and all that, is still doing the video with one of the other guys. I don't remember who now. But anyway, so
it's a video podcast then, right?
It's a video podcast, yes. Well, I don't know if they're still doing it regularly, but I talked to them because it was sort of like the big hit thing on YouTube, and my brother told me about it, and I said, oh, maybe I'll chat with them. So, you know, anything Gaysian, gay yeah. and Asian, I would like to have a piece of.
Me too. But talking about the top off,
right.
I'm working on my next show this weekend, and I've already written it, and... like I said, they're little sketches, and eventually these sketches will build into a 15-minute performance piece that I'll do live on stage somewhere here in Michigan.
Oh.
Ima. Yes, Ima. And that's basically my goal, is to keep working these sketches until it turns into something. Basically, no different than writing a song. You write a verse, chorus, you kind of play with it a little bit, and then eventually you have a full piece.
Right.
And, I mean, that's my goal. I have no timeline. Other than I know I'm going to, I mean, sure, it'll probably be 1 to 2 years from now, but, I mean, I'm not setting a date. Like, I have to force myself to do these things to get to the stage. I'm just going to keep doing them until the thing starts becoming its own piece, and then, like, finding the great moments and putting them all together into a story. And but anyways, my next show is called I'm a Naked. And I don't want to tell too much, but there's going to be a topless redhead.
Okay, tell me this though. Would you be like this, because it is actually April 9th now, remember, wink wink, it's April 9th,
yeah.
So it's going to be out this week?
It will probably be posted on this very day.
Oh, so head over to chillydilly.com and check it out, chillydilly. Did I spell it correctly? Oh, shit. Oh, I got offline again. Never mind. I'm going to call him back. So anyway, I think it's chillydilly, chillydilly.com. We should get him back in a moment.
Welcome to the Dilly. I'm a speaking. How can I help you? What can I pull down now?
Please tell us your website.
What?
Where can we find you on the web? I think it's chillydilly.com, right? Spell it.
Yeah, but you have to have the www in there.
Oh.
If you don't have the... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Because some sites do. Older sites do.
I don't know. It's chilly, chillydilly, chillydilly.com.
You know how I came up with the name? Let me tell you a quick story.
Right, good, probably, go.
It's a very long show, and people are going, you know what? I stopped it after 15 minutes.
It's okay. It's for
now. You're up to 45, a half an hour, or an hour and 45. I don't know what's
going on. It's 42 minutes. Don't worry. Go ahead.
I was at a little vegetarian restaurant in downtown Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, I get a sandwich, and they go, would you like a pickle? I said, yeah. And so they put a pickle in this package, and in the package was this dancing pickle, and it said Chilly Dilly.
Oh.
So and I'm at work. I'm like, fuck, that is brilliant. Pickle in a package, pickle in a package, pickle in a package, Einhorn and Finkel, Finkel and Einhorn. You know? So I ran back to work. I was telling people, like, check out this package, you know? Wow. I am a size queen, but Jesus Christ. That thing was humongous. And so I checked out Chilly Dilly, did a Google, and it came up, you know, with this very few things, you know, and no one had chillydilly.com. So I went on, I already was doing dagomatic.net and, you know, doing the Dag Show, and I went on GoDaddy because I was listening to the Weinstein and got the discount, and
uh-huh.
I bought it right there, and it's just like, from that point on, it just, you know, escalated into a bunch of stuff.
That's good stuff. That's good, because I think we are connected as the podcasters community, and you know, not just podcasting, but, you know, we are in the podosphere right now, so we're talking in terms of podcasting, is all the people who are involved in podcasting, most of them, I would say 99.9% of them, usually tend to do everything, including the recording and the design of their album cover, or their website and all that. So I consider the bunch, and you know, and Steve Harrison included as well. He's not really just solely a podcaster, but he writes software. I talk about us being connected as a creative bunch. We are the creative people, and it goes from a different spectrum, you know, from design to music to writing software to things that you have to do something to create something rather than just consume it. So, you know, that's why we're the creative bunch, and I'm so glad to have you talking with us. I think we're going to have to definitely have you back.
Thanks.
We'll have you come back, and I like to touch people's personal nerve.
Yeah, touch any nerve you want. And next time, make sure that Chef Mark makes me an egg salad sandwich.
Chef Mark. Yeah, Chef Mark listens to the show, so...
He's going to go, who is this little crazy queen? It's the oldest queen on the internet.
You're not the oldest.
Okay, who's older?
I know. There's a lot.
None. Maybe Zilla Fag. I mean, that queen's been doing shit since the 60s, okay? Those movies have been out a long time, people.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all still connected as the creative bunch, and I really, really enjoy that community. I think it's wonderful. And unfortunately, you are not going to be able to hear from me personally about the PodCamp New York NYC this time, but you can hear from somebody else.
Yes, you kids should. Whoever is in New York, I mean, what a fun time that would be.
Yeah, it would have been this weekend, right? Yes, last weekend.
They all have left because I think, you know, the Madge and the Wanda, I don't think I've seen a new show since today, so maybe, which is now tomorrow.
Right. Are we confused yet? All this whole time shifting thing?
Well, sweet Mother Mary, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, and I will play the intro song. Of course, you know, my intro music is also me singing.
I need to bow. below. And be down on my knees, because I had, and someone mentioned it, that you do that, but I had really no idea, darling.
I did. I used to do stuff for, Fausto and Mark also at the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
Just a little thing that I do a few times and blah de blah. And I like that, but I'm not really a good... Well, I can compose. It's just that since I don't know music, I do not read... Well, I do sort of very badly read notes, but I don't write everything. I play by ear and...
Being a musician, if it sounds right, it's correct. If it sounds wrong, it's wrong.
The most horrible thing is if you think it sounds right and sounds wrong to other people, kind of like the American Idol people. Sometimes I wonder, one day I asked Bruce, I said, what if I'm one of those people? I can sing, but I actually can't.
I've got a couple out there of me trying to sing songs. And I'm shocked. I mean, like, I'm awful. I mean, I have at least 3 or 4 shows that I will not air, even though it's a documentary and I should air them, because that's part of doing that kind of stuff, is like to show your successes and your failures.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are so bad. Because my idol singer, someone, if I could sound like, I would want to sound like this guy. It's Martin L. Gore. He's the he writes all the songs for Depeche Mode and all the lyrics. He sings all the ballads in Depeche Mode. His voice is the most incredible, just silky smooth with a vibrato in there.
Ooh, I have to go to check it out. What is it, Martin?
Martin L. Gore, and the song I tried to sing last week was a song called Somebody. Wow. And I was going to air it because I'm like, this is a one-take thing. I'm going to see if I can sing this song. I even saw the lyrics in front of me still.
And it's just he does all the ballads for Depeche Mode. So his you know he's singing. He sounds the singer from Depeche Mode has a very similar tone quality. So it's hard if you're not a Depeche Mode fan, you're like, I can't. It just sounds like. But no, Martin L. Gore does all the writing and singing of the ballads, and another song called Home. I mean, I just would love to sound like this guy, but. There's not that coming soon.
Well, okay, we'll finish this, but let me know, tell me one thing. What is the most important thing for you in your life? Like that one thing that right, is the most important thing. What is it?
Right now, it yes. is, I can, I, it's so weird you just asked me. Right now, it's to find, it's a two-parter. It's to find my soulmate, fall in love in a long-term relationship, and move to a country that I can get married in.
Oh.
That's, because that's a really important thing in my life. Now, I'm waiting in the States. I've decided, my family and friends all know this, that, I'm here until the 2008 elections,
uh-huh.
And if they go well, I'm staying. And if they don't go well, I'm moving to Toronto, which is only a five-hour drive from Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
And in Toronto, I can get married, find my Asian man, and smoke lots of pot. medical marijuana to help me through my panic attacks. I'll be so stoned, I wouldn't care. But you know, I'm really, at this point, I'm single. I really enjoy the single life. But I'm, you know when you're ready for a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm ready to, if the right person came along, that I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with that person.
Great. So
I believe very strongly in marriage because my parents are role models. They've been married. High school sweethearts have never been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get married to someone, you know, that's for life. For me, I mean, I understand people split and things go differently, and we'll see what happens, but that's my goal.
Right.
It sounds really cheesy and corny. Anybody got some cheese?
No, I like that. So I definitely would like to talk more with you on the more personal level, like the whole coming out story. I would like to find it. Now that is if you want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would like to go deep, right? And so, yeah, I would like to talk to you about that, and I would like to talk to you about relationship. That's like my interest in this podcast is to talk about things that you typically don't get to talk about on your day-to-day life. There are things that when I'm doing this podcast sometimes to just for myself because I get to think about things that I usually don't do.
Doing it for yourself and then sharing it, you know?
Yeah, sharing my process, sharing my whole thought process, my learning process, and sometimes I fail, and sometimes I'm a whore.
that's how, you know what, in the design thing, this way, I've taught design too. I tell my students it takes hundreds of failures to get a success.
Right. You do that all the time in design, yeah, you just keep trying and see, oh, doesn't look right.
Hey, I'm getting this alert saying, I check, connect, alert.
What the hell is it?
I don't know. It's saying it's going to blow up. I don't know.
Well, we should end too. Otherwise, people blow me up also. Well, I'll definitely have you back now that we know how to do this. And this would be an ideal thing.
Yeah.
Like through iChat. And maybe, you know what, next time, if you have a camera, whenever that is.
I do. Well, actually, I've been on camera all this time.
Oh, are you?
Me.
So,
I sound like the Cheryl.
Next. Cheryl. Oh, that, my God.
It's you.
It's
you're
not
Sarah.
Me.
Oh, my God. It is you.
It's not me.
Now I'm trying, you know what? I asked Steve. I thought for the longest time, and I'll get killed by all people. You know, I said, Regan Fox is Cheryl. Cheryl is Regan Fox. Another podcaster who inspired me. I mean, let's put his name out there, too.
Right.
It's true. And he's like, no, no, it's not Cheryl. And I'm like, Steve's going to kill me for that. But I'm not going to say who it is because that's part of, you
right,
know,
the fun.
I found out. But,
it's part of the fun.
Idiot. Oh my God, it's you!
Idiot, all-time Wanda listener. You would know who that person was.
Stay smoky.
Stay smoky. And I...
Wow. I'm completely dripping in pre-cum.
And we'll talk about Uncut Men and all that too in the future.
I'm going to have you on the deli.
Oh, sure.
We'll do a video thing. And because that's what, you know, I mostly the Dilly has his videos.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much for joining me.
Doll.
And have a wonderful and happy and joyous birthday.
Thanks. You too.
And we want to say happy birthday to that whore also, Steve Whore from Swan
whore.
Lake.
Whore, whore.
Steve Horace.
He's a horror movie in disguise.
And I hope his business grow as big as possible. And because he owes me, I'd ask him to give me a really nice recording device if he gets really rich.
Yes. And I saw the little animation you did. He showed me.
Oh, good, good, good.
Lovely motion graphic.
Thank you. And hopefully he will get his act together and put that piece out soon.
Yeah.
For those lazy whores who want to learn how to use that software quickly. But anyway, Feeder, good software. I love it. I've been using it for a while now. I really love it. So anyway, I should end this before, like, you know, I blow up. Okay.
Podcast has 5 endings.
No, this is very typical of my show. This is very typical. I would say I'm going to end this like 20 minutes ago, and I'm still ending it.
This is the Lord of the Rings. It's got 5 endings. Looking at my crotch.
Your crotch?
Yes, I'm getting all crouchety.
Okay, I'm going to play my music, and then that would really end my show. Okay, so this is the ending piece, right? Oh, where's my volume knob? Okay, anyway, if you want to leave comment, well, visit chillydilly.com. If you want the link, if it's stupid to go to chillydilly.com, you can go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, or you can email me at online@gmail.com, or call me and leave a voice comment, 206-888-JOHN, or you can go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me a My Ching Chong message. Is that fast enough? Yeah, thank you very much, and happy birthday, Steve Hoare, and all those podcasters who are having their birthdays in March and April. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to smile. Bye.